good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Strike up the band. Da, 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 da. Here we go, Alan. It is our Fun Drive Lockbox Challenge kicking off this morning. You know what that means, WAMC.org. Without our listeners, we are nothing.
You can say that again, and I so understand that. We have the best audience in the world. We know it. They've always been there for us. But it's always scary. The whole thing is scary. Will the money be there to continue doing what we're doing? And, you know, as far as I know, it will be, but it all is a tense situation because we go into these things. We're already getting some letters and some people who are saying how wonderful it is and how wonderful the station has been. And our friend Joan Davidson just kicked in some money, and so many others are already beginning to write. But today's the day. Look, $1 million is a lot of money. There's no question. Maybe not in New York City, but in our area, that's a lot of money. And if everybody does a little something, we'll make it. But if people turn around and say, well, I did it before, but I'm not doing it now, then that's the end. And I'm just hoping that we're all together. We love our audience. And up to now, they sure have loved us. So anything you can do, folks, as an individual, just put a little something in and it'll all take care of itself.
And it's WAMC.org. And if you can, be with Alan and Joe and the entire roundtable panel starting at 9 a.m. And there might even be some incentives thrown in.
There may be.
We'll have to tune in. From there to the dangerous prospect of being a journalist. How about that, Alan? Belarus forces down airliner carrying dissident and seizes him. President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus sent a fighter jet to make a plane land in order to arrest Roman Protasevich, a prominent opposition journalist, was condemned by European officials as a state hijacking. I read further into the article, said one of the presuppositions for bringing the plane down was that there might be a bomb on board, but then took the journalist.
Yeah, right, right. No, they wanted the guy. Look, this Lukashenko is the last dictator in the European theater, and he is supported by the Russians. The Russians, of course, for their part, are trying to make peace with the new Biden administration. They certainly had it with the Trump administration. So this is a tough time. There's enormous pressure being put on Lukashenko as well as on the Russians. So I would suspect we may see some kind of resolution here.
From the top of the Washington Post this morning, lawmakers worry the toxic mood on Capitol Hill will follow them home. Tensions among lawmakers have been running high since the January 6th attack on the Capitol as House members head out of Washington for 3 weeks. Some Democrats have concerns for their security back home as a result.
David, guns and murder are happening all over the world. They're certainly happening in the United States at record pace. So if I'm a legislator or if I'm a congressperson, I worry that some very unstable person will be out there. There's just so much security that can be offered here, and we have seen that in so many cases. Certainly the Kennedys and everybody else. Anybody can pull a gun and do a terrible thing. And so there are two things going on here. One of them is voter reaction, you know. People could be voted out of office. The other is the instability of basically crazy people who are out there and who have now been encouraged by the former president of the United States to go up and take over the capital of the United States and call off an election. All of this is background to what we are seeing and what you're asking about right now. It's a terrible time in America in terms of this dissonance that has been created primarily by one man, Donald Trump.
How far does the party of no go here? I mean, are we going to get an infrastructure deal one way or the other?
Well, first the Republicans in Congress, the Trumpians, said it's too much. And then Biden, who signaled from the very beginning it was all negotiable, begins to show that he's willing to negotiate on what should be included and defined as infrastructure. And so now they turn around and say nothing doing. Look, David, this has been the party of no. Obviously, the instructions from the President of the United States are we don't give Biden anything. It will only hurt. And now we are faced with having to reconcile what was left over from Trump. 73 million people voted for him. 8 million more voted for Joe Biden. Whether or not that group, which has been intensely pushed by the former president, has its way, especially in the Senate and the House of Representatives, is anybody's guess. But I'm guessing that this is not a good time for politics in America.
Let's go to New York City for a moment. Trump criminal investigation looms over Manhattan DA race. 8 days after Donald Trump turns 75 next month, New York City voters will cast their last ballots in an election that's sure to have consequences for the former president. It's not another White House run, but a vote in the Democratic Party primary for Manhattan's next district attorney, the person who would likely end up handling prosecution if an ongoing investigation of Trump's business finds criminal wrongdoing. The current district attorney, Cyrus Vance, we've talked about this, Alan, leaving office at the end of the year, meaning there's a good chance he'll pass the two-year probe to his successor. This is an important race.
It certainly is. And there are many of us who have been scratching our heads and wondering why Vance has not proceeded more aggressively and why he's getting out at a time when his reelection could be reassured by the fact that he was the one who was supposedly going to bring the charges with all of the material that he has collected in terms of tax returns and everything else which he fought for. So that election and what the next district attorney does is going to be extremely important in bringing Trump to justice, if that's what's appropriate.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Don't forget, folks, WAMC.org is the way to keep this station alive.
David, you are so right. I know how concerned you are, and believe me, so am I. I join you in that. Look, everybody, let's keep this thing going. Let's keep the light on, because that's what WAMC needs to remember all the time. You know, other great public radio stations have been brought down when people separate. We can make sure that our station stays stable and provides a service that none other does. And I mean none other.